Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And our lines are open for telephone calls as well as text. Phone system is back up. Okay, let's take a look down at the southern border, Mexico. In April, 178,000 migrants came to that border, many of them just walking in. You can just walk across that border in some cases. 13,000 of them were unaccompanied children, 13,000, some of them quite young. A lot of these people are subject to being victimized by coyotes on the way up from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. They have to come up with thousands of dollars, which could be a year's income for some of them, just to try to come up to the United States. Now, politically, 31 House Republicans have written to the Senate urging them to reject Biden's nominees for some key Department of Homeland Security positions on the grounds that they simply won't, from their background and from what they've advocated before, won't enforce the law. Now, some of them are the typical right-wing sociopaths that I routinely roast on this show. Some of them, but not all of them. And I think within the Democratic Party, we've got to come to terms with what's happening down there. You cannot simply have almost 200,000 migrants coming to the border every month. It's a couple of million a year, and 13,000 unaccompanied minors a month. That's going to come out to hundreds of thousands a year, and not expect that there is a problem. There is a real problem. And I think part of it is, and I'm saying this as a Biden guy, as a guy that supported him very early on, starting in April of 2019, when he first started saying that he might run, something has got to be done. And I think what's happened is there are inconsistent signals being given out that people, that somehow this is going to be opened up without regard to any kind of controls at all. Refugee status is normally given for people who are being subject to persecution for race or religion. And none of these migrants are subject to persecution for race or religion. What they are is experiencing poverty. Climate change in Central America and elsewhere is devastating some villages. The correct response is simply U.S. intervention in those countries. The problem is, in other words, financially, the problem is that they have crooked governments. The president of Honduras is on the take from a drug cartel, took a $1 million bribe, and then he denies it. Came through his brother in Mexico at El Chapo's trial. There was testimony that a previous president of Mexico got $100 million. Their Secretary of Defense, Cienfuegos, Mr. Cienfuegos, was arrested in the United States. We had hundreds of emails, taped conversations of him with cartel leaders tipping people off. It got a lot of money. Mexico insisted that he be returned for trial to Mexico. The Trump people said, okay, they sent him back and they released him immediately and said he was a hero. It is a narco state. The people at the top, many of them, not all of them, are on the take. It's just the plain fact. This is the plain fact. You've read about this in the paper and nobody wants to face up to it. So how do you intervene? And then the Mexican parliament, by an overwhelming majority, passed a resolution that said that from now on, American undercover agents in Mexico who are in a lot of danger have to report to the government every time that they have a contact with a cartel member. The minute they do that, cartel will be tipped off and that agent will be killed. And we're apparently permitting all this. We've got to speak the truth. And this is what's happening. You cannot have several hundred thousand migrants a month showing up, 13,000 unaccompanied kids, crooked governments down there. We give them money, and some of them you can't be sure they won't steal it. This requires leadership. What Joe Biden did was, and I'm speaking quite plainly here, put Kamala Harris in charge. Okay, well, there was not a clear portfolio for her. She has not, they've revised the mission to say that it's only to talk about the root causes. Everybody at a cocktail party in the Democratic and Republican Party knows what the root causes are. It's poverty, climate change, and the desperate people. There are 7.5 more billion people in the world, and several billion of them are in worse shape than the people in Central America. So what do we do? And the answer is we do not have basically an uncontrolled border. What we do have is a variety of foreign policy initiatives, some economic and some, frankly, with some of these people, the cartel members, the gangs, the transnational gangs that also managed to come in, have got to be suppressed in their home countries. And this is very plain talk, not the euphemisms that you're used to hearing from our party, my party. I was the chairman of this party in Wisconsin for 2 terms. So these 31 House Republicans writing to the Senate to say, don't confirm the DHS people, it's not going to work. There are 50 votes in the Senate. This is not a filibuster situation. The Republicans are the ones, by the way, that took away the filibuster power for Supreme Court justices, for actually lower court justices, Court of Appeal justices, and for cabinet appointments and anything that requires Senate approval. The Republicans did that. So when the Republicans say we want the filibuster, they do not. They want the filibuster while Democrats are in power. When they get back to power, they don't want the filibuster. They get rid of it. That is why somebody has got to take Joe Manchin into the White House, close the door and say, listen, you need cover in West Virginia for some reason. You think they want the filibuster? I doubt it. But even if they do, say you're for it, except that you are going to waive it for voter rights, for SB 1 and HR 1. You're going to waive it for the January 6th commission. And if you have to, you're going to waive it for infrastructure. And if you don't want to do that, go along with budget reconciliation on infrastructure. So somebody's got to have that plain talk. I know that Joe Biden's had that talk, but somebody has to have a plain talk with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and we're having it right now. Do something about this. You cannot continue to let this persist with crooked governments down there and making it very difficult for us to intervene economically. Okay, a lot more to talk about. January 6th insurrection, 17 police officers are still out with injuries. 17 police officers. You know, Ron Johnson said that they were just people having a good time. The fact is that, if it had been Black Lives Matter, he would have been worried. You remember that? Ron Johnson said that. 17 police officers injured. Police officers are strangling people and shooting them in the back because somebody moved his hand suddenly. But in this case, 17 police officers are still out with injuries. They were thrown down the stairs, dragged down the stairs by their ankles so their heads were bumping against the stairs. 2 of them hit over the head with lead pipes with brain damage. 1 of them stabbed with a pole. Another one eye gouged out. As they say, Brian Sicknick died of a stroke the next day after being squirted with bear spray. Republicans say it has nothing to do with the bear spray. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you squirt yourself in the face with bear spray and see how you feel? We're talking bear spray, not tear gas. So 17 of them are still out. There are felony charges pending against several hundred of them, but there were over 1,000 of them. Some of them are lying in the weeds. And here's the thing. We're a government of laws and not a people. It's as simple as that. You beat up a police officer, damage him, gouging out his eyes, mayhem, you're gouging out a part of his body. You're going to prison for a long time. You better go to prison for a long time. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.